Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Ginny, are you there? Oh, no, she's gone a little mad.
Hey, I'm just getting a snapshot of the new and used. I was really getting into the Tales from Wonderland.
Well, don't look back because everywhere is home this Christmas.
Oh, that was the whiskey of the whiskey EP.
Even though we're not live from New York City, we are 23 red roses away from making a rock album.
Live from Antigone Rising's Travelling Circus, please welcome Kathy Henderson. Hello, Kathy.
Wow. Oh, you guys, that was fantastic. You just
picked up on art. Well, yeah, we like to improvise.
My co-host has this amazing ability of creating these introductions using every single title of an artist's album.
Pretty spectacular. That is a true talent, Jenny. True talent.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Now, I've got to say, you're quite talented yourself. I've been looking up some of your work. Some of the stars that you guys have been travelling with and played with. Antigone Rising, you've played with the Rolling Stone, Aerosmith, the Bangles. Geez, that must have been pretty awesome.
Yeah, I have to say we've been pretty lucky and blessed. And it's been an awesome ride that we continue to take. And we've crossed paths with a lot of our, you know, artists who have been such influences on us growing up. As well as peers now who are doing quite well also. So we've been real lucky to get to play and meet a lot of great, interesting, talented artists for sure.
Kathy, you and your sister Kristen found this band. How did it come about?
Kristen and I, since we were little, you know, we were banging on pots and pans and having all the neighborhood kids over. You know, whoever had an instrument was in the band. I mean, we used to have bands that were 10, 12 kids, you know. It just didn't matter if you could play the instrument, you just had to have one. So it's always been in our blood and our spirit and our makeup to do this. We never really had any other passion, and thankfully, both of us had it. So we've always been together and always been the core of whatever musical project, you know, we were creating at the time. Now, Antigone Rising came about, we both went to this, attended the same college, and we had an all-girl band up at college. After we all graduated, everybody ended up in New York City with apartments and jobs there in Manhattan, and we all lived down in Greenwich Village, and Greenwich Village is such a rich scene for artists and music, musicians alike. And so we started to, all the girls were there, so we were like, well, why don't we start playing again? So the birth of Antigone Rising happened in Greenwich Village.
Well, your first four albums were independently done, and then in 2003 you did sign up with Lava Records, I believe it was, and then you were one of the first artists or the first groups to actually be signed to Starbucks came out and said, we want to play new music, new artists, and promote everyone in our stores, and you were one of the first artists that got picked up in that way.
We were really at the right place at the right time at that point. We were on Lava Records, and thankfully we had a team of people working for us at Lava who really were passionate and loved the project as much as we did. And if you don't have that at a label, you're in trouble. But we had a team of people who really wanted to see this succeed, and they basically made the connection with Starbucks.
Well, recently the cover of Time magazine came out with Beyonce on the cover, featured as one of the most influential people in the world. It seems like you guys have something in common with Beyonce too, because your sister Kristen Henderson was featured in the gay marriage equality issue of Time magazine. She was featured on the cover. I mean, that's quite a landmark to have, because, you know, to get on Time magazine, that's one of the most renowned publications in the whole world, and your sister Kristen, you know, she's working it.
I know. We were like, okay, let's talk about who's on the cover of Time magazine. Okay. Gandhi, Obama.
Kristen.
Kristen. Christian.
Exactly.
I know, I've got the largest watch in the world, and I still can't get on the cover of Time. And also, we have to say that that she is married she has a beautiful wife and two kids, I believe.
Yeah, two crazy, adorable.
And thank you so much for chatting to us, and we look forward to meeting you when we come to New York.
Love it. Definitely look us up and come see us. We'd love to meet you guys.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher, and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.